It flew open with a loud bang, hitting the inside wall. Quickly, Parker jumped back into the cover of the outside wall. He saw Tuok and Lakwa taking aim at the bright opening from the back of their horses. Light cut through the darkness and illuminated the trampled snow around the doorstep. An acrid, sweet smell filtered out, bringing back terrible memories for Parker. He hardly dared breathe. How often had horrific things happened in remote log cabins? Now move your skinny ass, old man! Determinedly, Parker turned into the doorway and peered over the shotgun, aiming into the interior of the log cabin. The picture that met his eyes was worse than anything he had seen before. Parker swallowed. Then, a shot rang out. Chapter 1, 2009, Northern Minnesota, St. Louis County, State Forest Road. The engine of the Ford Shelby Mustang gave a rich roar as he pressed down on the gas pedal. Satisfied, Paul Eckbert Ondragon saw a cloud of dust rising from the gravel road behind him. He looked ahead again, expertly dodged a pothole, and steered the car back to the middle of the road that wound through the seemingly endless Minnesota woods. 3/4 of an hour ago, he had turned off 53 onto the narrow forest route, and no one had come his way since. Not even a logging truck. It was pretty remote here, up near the Canadian border. Nothing but forest. Forest and lakes. Ondragon wondered what kind of people lived in these widely scattered settlements. God-fearing and hard-working American citizens? His lips twisted into a contemptuous grin. More likely hillbillies. He swerved around another pothole. Hot rubber slid over dark basalt gravel, and the weed-covered shoulder came dangerously close. Ondragon countersteered and got the Mustang's lurching rear end under control again. His cowboy boot remained unflinchingly on the gas pedal. Chewing on his gum, he popped a bubble and turned the music up louder. Hotel California by the Eagles. The melody boomed through the open window into the dense forest, echoing back across the valley from the tall conifers. After a couple of miles, the road made a bend and the shore of a lake came into view. The sunlight refracted off the surface of the water as if it were crumpled aluminum foil. It must be here somewhere, Ondragon thought, keeping his eyes peeled. The directions were on the passenger seat. Abruptly, his foot switched from the gas to the brake, and the car came to a skidding halt. The Mustang protested with a gush of exhaust fumes that spilled forward. Popping another gum bubble, Ondragon put the car in reverse. He backed up 100 yards and stopped in front of a sign. Cedar Creek Lodge, 8 miles, it said in red letters that looked like dried blood. But where was the turnoff? Ondragon glanced in the rearview mirror. Not a soul to be seen, only the rest of the dust cloud, which was gradually dissipating. He turned off the music and instantly found himself in a completely different world. Birds chirped and insects hummed. Somewhere a brook rippled. Nothing else. No car noise, no high-rises, no neon signs, no Starbucks. It was a world as far removed from the universe in which he lived as an alien planet. The only difference was that instead of little green men, this was inhabited by deer and raccoons. Almost the same thing, Ondragon said to himself and hit the gas again. I'm sure the turnoff will come. He was right. After 300 yards, he turned the Mustang into a road that was in even worse condition than the previous one. Ondragon cursed and navigated the dapper classic car, which stood out in this area even more than his dark gray suit, around the potholes. It would be an eternity before he reached the lodge. I should have taken the shuttle service after all. He longed for a cold Budweiser, but instead fished a lukewarm bottle of water from the back seat and drank it down in 3 large gulps. No comparison, he groaned, still thirsty. He was about to throw the bottle out the window, but stopped mid-motion. This bottle came from another world. It was a UFO. It had no place here. Suddenly, something crossed the path. Something big, gray. Startled, Ondragon slammed on the brakes, making himself swallow his gum. When the Mustang finally came to a standstill, Ondragon turned and looked back at the road. There was nothing, only swirling dust.